Okay, Tov, good morning.
Stop talking.
No, it's a besinda. Okay, Tov, we're continuing. I apologize for not being here yesterday. Baruch Hashem, recovering from a little sickness. You know, they say, whoever gets the joke, it's a virus. You know, a virus? In Ashkenazi, they say Averot, they say tough with a sus. Averis. Averot, Averis. Shkulani Yeshlanu Averot. However, Misha Yavin Yavin. The next class will be for the Refuah Shlama of all the Cholim, Ubichlalam, Ubifrat, Dina, Bat Miriam, Chemda, Barchama Chandubjan, and the Mechan Rukam Rifkas, Rabat Monir, Shalom Amisara, David Ben Racha, Yafaba, Deborah Rifka, the Chol Rifka, the Ser Shalom Amisara, Fahim Alam, Shalom Rechana, Fahim and Miriam, Yehudam Nifach, Yisim Chalom Rechana, Rechana, Simcha, Bed Malka, Miriam, and Achubiz, Ben Miriam, Chana, Leana, Mad, Omer, Rechana, Sabat, Tamar, Sabar, Chana, Gebra, Gitab, Barachah, Dan, Weser, Chama, Nani, Yakov, Deborah Malka, Lishab, Vanet, Ariam, and Ifah, Yosef, and Deborah, Shalom, Shalom, Penina, Yosef, and Yafan, Daniel, Medina, Simcha, and Arafah, and Madame, Magadi, Bagadi, Shalom, Kilu, Kilu, Vinia, Vigai, Bad Miriam, Kabila, Shuab, and Nechama, Chana, Makabat, Esther, Arab, Shalom, and Shamsi, and Ham David, Ariab, and Ifka, Abdil, and Ishma, David, Ben Eliyahu, Minamin, Ben Yitzchak, Liel Dina, but Ephraim Shimon, when Israel and Namakan, but Dan Boaz Ben Abraham, Dina, but Aaron, Tamar, Rahab, and Abraham, Yom Tov, and Yosef, Abdil, and Rayon, Deborah, Bad Miriam. Okay, in this week's parasha, Parashat Ekev, this is coming towards the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, and Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his final farewell, his final speech to Am Yisrael. You know, the book of Devarim, as we've discussed, is all about rebuke. Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke to Am Yisrael. And if you think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu and the figure that he is, that the Torah writes about him, is the most humble in the whole entire world, on the whole face of the planet. What do you think his final words would be, his final words and his last rebuke to Am Yisrael would be? And I think the biggest type of Musar can be, let's read it from the actual Chumash itself, and let's see how Moshe Rabbeinu was not only speaking to the Jewish people 1,500, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, but he was speaking to us even today. Let's just read the Pasuk. He says, be careful. You're going to go into a world that you're going to, potentially you could forget Hashem, your God. Maybe you're going to forget, then you're not going to keep his mitzvot. That I command you today. Pentochal v'savata. Maybe you're going to eat. Who do I think? I'm going to bless Hashem for eating. You're going to forget to bless Hashem. And this is the biggest part. Ubatim tovim tivne v'yashavta. You're going to build a huge house in Kings Point. And you're going to sit in it and relax. And you're going to forget God. And then he goes on. He gives the rebuke. And he says, Ukaracha v'tzornecha yirbayun. V'chesev v'zahav yirbelach. You'll get a nice car, you get a nice Ferrari, a nice Range Rover, a nice this, a nice that, a Tesla. You get the nicest car. Not only that, v'chesev v'zahav yirbelach. You'll do very good in business. You'll make a lot of money. Bezrat Hashem, everyone here should do very well in business. And not only that, but he says, v'chol asher lecha yirbeh. Everything you'll have will be better, will increase. Sounds like a bracha, no? But then what happens? V'ram levavecha, your heart might get haughty. You might get full of yourself. V'shachachta et Adonai Elohecha. And then you forget Hashem, your God. And that is the epitome of failure. If you want to know how to fail, you learn this part of the parasha, this part of the book of the Torah. And this is Moshe Rabbeinu's, he's tipping them. How do you succeed and how do you fail? It's very clear, black and white. If you gain all of this and you get haughty and you think it comes from you, failure. You're going to forget Hashem, your God. And he continues. He says, skipping a few lines. V'amarta bilvavecha. You're going to say in your heart. You're not even going to say it out loud. You're just going to think it. You have a very strong business, a nice house, nice car, nice this, nice that. What are you going to say? Kochi ve'otzem yadi asali dechayel hazeh. It was me. I did this. You see this business? I created this. You see this car? It's because I am wealthy. That's why I'm paying for it. Chas v'shalom. And he forgets God. There's actually in the pasuk, this part of the parasha ends with this pasuk. V'zacharta et Adonai Elohecha. You should remember Hashem your God. Ki hu anoten lecha koach lasot chayel. He's the one who gives you strength. He's the one who gives you koach. And really, you know, I was sick yesterday. I really understand this message more than anything. Because if it's not for Hashem to give you the koach to continue, one day he snaps his fingers and it's over. He gives you the koach. It's one of our eser zechirot. We have 10 remembrances that a person is obligated to remember every single day. This is one of them. That a person has to remember every single day that Hashem is the one that gives us koach to continue. Hashem is the one that gives us the strength, the power, the will to be able to do what we do. You wake up in the morning, the decision you make between getting out of bed or not is only on the basis that Hashem gives you the koach to be able to get out of bed. Without that, you don't even have the power to get out of bed. So for a person to come and think that, hey, look at my house, look at my well that I built, look at my business, look at my car, look at my company, look at my this, look at my that. V'ram levavecha, if you get haughty and you get full of yourself and you forget Hashem, your God, that is the easiest way to fail in life. That's the easiest way for Hashem to say, great, you failed, let me take your bracha away. The source for all bracha is a person realizing, Ki hu anoten lecha koach la'asot chaya. He is the one who gives us the koach. He's the one who gives us the power. If a person forgets that and he doesn't realize that, a person loses all the bracha that he can possibly achieve in this world. I think it goes even more than that. The Gemara says that when a person is haughty, when a person is full of themselves, Hashem does not want to live with him in this world. Hashem can't live with him together in this world when a person is full of themselves. Because what happens when a person is full of themselves? What do they say? I'm full of myself. This came from me, that came from me, this is all mine. And then what happens? They slowly, slowly start to forget that things come from Hashem. And then it becomes mamash, it really becomes avodah zarah. A person comes to say, why would you appreciate, you know, someone comes and says, thank God for this. Why thank God? I was the one who did it. Chas v'shalom to think that even for one moment. And again, we put in our efforts. We do our efforts in this world. But any type of effort that you put in without Hashem, His hand walking around you, as, you know, like the Jewish people walking through the desert with the cloud on top of them, covering them, protecting them. Without Hashem's hand covering us and protecting us throughout the whole process of life, we would not be able to stand for one minute. Not for one moment. In one second, a person who has billions of dollars, Hashem can decide, I'm taking it all away because you're full of yourself. And that's what we're learning over here. Something so beautiful. It's such musar that it's not only you have to go and find derived. You know, people always ask, how can you find motivation? Why do you need to search outside to find motivation? Look inside the Torah itself. The Torah is telling us something that even today, in today's generation, it still applies. That every single person has to remind themselves. Don't tell yourself, kochi ve'otzem yadi. Don't think it's you who's doing it. Don't think it's your hand. It's not you. Hashem is giving you the bracha. If you have bracha, keep reminding yourself every single day, Ki hu hanoten lecha koach la'asot chayel, it's from Hashem. Without that keeping in mind, you will lose the bracha. And b'zad Hashem, you shouldn't lose that bracha if you keep this in mind. You should only receive more and more bracha. That's what he's saying. Why does he word it? Why is the Torah worded in a way that you will receive lots of, you know, a big house, lots of money, b'chol asher lecha yirbe, everything will increase, and then you'll forget Hashem your God. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking like that? He's saying, a lot of times, this is the process of how things happen for a person to forget Hashem. But, if a person does not forget Hashem, all of those things will continue. V'chol asher lecha yirbeh. Everything that you have will increase, all of your parnasa will increase, all of your simcha, all of the blessing will continue to increase when a person continues to remember that it's all from Hashem. This is the biggest type of musar that we can take, not only from our parasha, I think from the whole book of the Torah. The last words of Moshe Rabbeinu as he's speaking to Am Yisrael, his farewell, he's giving them a good, what is he saying? He's saying, I'm not only speaking to you, I'm speaking to you, to your children, to your grandchildren, at Sof Kol HaDorot, until the end of all generations, because I know this will be an issue. I know when we move to Great Neck from wherever, this is going to be an issue until that day. And until the end of the world, it's going to be an issue. And we have to continue reminding ourselves not to forget Hashem our God. That Hashem is walking beside us, helping us, making sure that we succeed. And once we, if we forget Hashem for even one moment, Hashem Chas V'Shalom can come and wipe everything out in one second. So we have to continuously make reminders in our head. If it's an alarm, make an alarm. If it's a, you know, a mental reminder, make a mental reminder. Ki hu hanoten lecha koach la'asot chayel. He is the one that gives you strength to wake up in the morning. He's the one who gives you strength to be able to bring children into the world. He's the one who gives you strength to be able to make money. He's the one who gives you a brain to be able to use, to be able to succeed in life. Without everything and anything that He gives us, we would not be able to function in any way possible. And so we have to continuously and constantly be reminding ourselves of how much Hashem gives us and how every single thing comes from Hashem. And if it was not for Hashem's giving, then we would not be able to succeed. And without Hashem, this rebuke will not take place upon us because we will be able to remember, Ki hu anoten lecha koach la'asot chayel. He is the one who gives us that strength, that power, and that will to continue every single day for us to receive all the bracha that He has set out for us. Have a great day, gentlemen.